Just this morning, I got an email from a young man down south. I'm small in stature, he typed, yet hoping to make it big as a cornerback. But there's trouble on the horizon. You see, this evening, I'm marking a girl. When I read it, part of me froze. I was cast right back to the darkest days of my youth. Marking a girl is perhaps the greatest underage trauma of all. Worse than being last pick. Worse than being put in goal. Worse than anything you ever knew. Long-term problems can flow from a girl callously taking you for 2-5 in your key formative years. All from play, just 20 minutes a half, and she on a beaten team. You see, there's no such thing as a bad girl. And as the saying goes, it's me what knows. The only reason she's there in the first place is that she's deadly. Chalk it down, her nickname is Hawkeye, Killer, or something else equally insightful. Young man, I must appeal to you to please consider an unfortunate hamstring pull or a Tom Williams during the warm-up. Do something, anything, callow youth, ere it is too late. Like many others, I was one more great young cornerback who came a cropper on the rocky shores of a young girl. Out of the abandoned railway carriage I came, like Chris Connor of Meath, socks up around the teeth, knees gritted, and the macassar gloves hanging neatly from the togs in case it came wet. Low-sized, well-set, dutiful, unspectacular. Just the kind of man every team needs. For 4 nights solid, I hadn't slept a wink out of pure excitement. I was prepared to do anything for the parish. Anything. Literally anything. Except what I was then asked to do. She was 5 inches taller, 5 yards faster over the first 10, and bearing a flowing ponytail, the swishing of which filled me with dread. If it were someone of my own gender, I might have deployed my winning line in trash talk. What's the air teacher like? Our fella's a joke. That kind of thing. But I was 11, for God's sake. Talk to a girl? Outside of my own family and teachers, the only females I ever encountered were nuns who stopped me on the street to marvel at my curls. And even then, it could be argued I didn't talk either. Rather just stood there like an item of inspected public installation art. As our young friend might well be discovering as we speak, there was nothing I could do. And so I did nothing. She won the first ball, soloed through, stuck it over the bar. This exotic creature, oblivious to my existence, a state of affairs that would repeat itself over and over again later in my life. Next ball, she had the good grace to lay it off to the full forward, who calmly placed it beyond the reach of our goalkeeper. On and on and on it went. I ignored the taunting of other young girls behind the goal. I even ignored our sensitive Moonchor, who took a full 40-yard detour onto the pitch to urge me to be like a man, for God's sake, Horn. She's only a slip of a thing. I stuck to my guns. I didn't compromise my principles. I played my own game. I focused on the next ball. And then, thankfully, after 10 minutes, and her with 1-6 to her name, I was switched. Onto a fellow so low-sized, well-set, dutiful and unspectacular, he might well have been my twin. We rattled around the place for the remainder of the game, rarely threatening any sort of meaningful contribution, but it was blessed relief. Young man down south, marking a girl is not even a damage limitation exercise. It's a lose-lose scenario. Don't do it. Take a dive. Bite on the capsule, or else the scars will endure for years.